All right. Earlier this week on the show, we told you about a new law Governor Doug Ducey signed that will require all school staff to be trained in suicide prevention training. So what does that training look like? Well, according to our next guest, it is all about making people feel comfortable enough to talk about it. Heather Brown has been working in suicide prevention for about 20 years. Now she's the prevention administrator for Mercy Care, one of the Medicare providers in Arizona. And she says she has seen the conversation around suicide shift in that time.
I think initially when we got into this field, and especially here in Arizona and all over the country, really, there was still a stigma about talking about suicide. So over the years, especially in recent years, with more visible suicides happening among celebrities and more conversation about suicide being okay, then people have felt more ready to talk about it. So they've recognized that it is a problem in their communities. So there's a lot more community mobilization around the area. There's a lot more awareness that it's a problem, and people are really starting to acknowledge that and starting to demand more access to these trainings that we're providing.
Right, right. So let's talk about these trainings. So the governor just made these mandatory for everybody, staff, teachers, counselors, everyone in schools. Mm-hmm. But you've been out there kind of doing these trainings for people in the school system for a long time. What do they look like?
So the trainings are really about how to decrease the stigma around mental health, help people feel more comfortable to talk about suicide, help people feel more ready and willing and able to help. So first, it's about how do I identify people who are having the thoughts? Mm-hmm. How do I ask them the question directly? And then once I ask that question, what do I do? Who do I connect them with? Who can help?
Is that a difficult barrier for some people, especially like a teacher? If you're not trained in mental health and you see a kid maybe acting in a way that worries you, is it a big leap for people to say, are you thinking about suicide?
Yeah, we really work. The trainings really help prepare people to be able to ask that question directly.
Right.
There's so much stigma out there about talking about suicide, and there's still a myth that exists in many places that talking about it will actually cause someone to think about it, which we know is not true. So really the training is about normalizing the conversation. It's about how do you approach that topic in a way that lets that person with thoughts know, hey, I'm someone who notices things. I notices, you know, maybe that you were having a bad day. I noticed that your grades have been dropping. I noticed that maybe you don't spend time hanging around the friend group that, you know, you normally hang around. So when you ask, you know, sometimes when people are going through those things, they're having thoughts of suicide. Are you having thoughts of suicide? You let that individual know, hey, I'm someone who cares. I'm someone who pays attention. And you give them permission then to talk about it directly. So that's a really powerful thing.
And is that what research now shows they need? Like they need someone to ask them that question?
Yeah, people who are having thoughts of suicide for so many reasons that we just kind of talked about with the stigma aren't really able to come out and say it directly. They're worried about what's going to happen, what their friends or their parents are going to think. They're worried about the consequences of telling someone. And sometimes just saying it out loud is scary. So when someone, a helper in a position of trust or authority, is able to actually ask them directly, it takes the pressure off of them. It lets them know that they can talk about it and there is someone who they can trust.
And that tends to change the outcome?
It does. We know that talking directly about suicide actually is the best way to prevent it. So when people are able to have those conversations, they're able to kind of weigh their options. They're able to maybe find out about resources and things they didn't know about. Often just someone being able to ask that question lets them know there are people who care about me and they feel less isolated.
When you teach this to educators, to people in schools, and probably people who have been in schools for a long time, are they surprised? Like, is this something that is difficult to convince them to do?
No, I think, you know, schools are doing a great job already. They have so much, they're under so much pressure right now for, you know, this issue in particular. And I think the message that we really want to, you know, share with Mercy Care is that we just want to help give them the tools and the resources and access to these evidence-based training programs so that they can continue to do that work and they continue to be on the, you know, forefront of using these programs to help prevent suicide.
What are the consequences for a school when a student dies by suicide? Like, I can't imagine it's a singular event. It must have a ripple effect.
It definitely does. Yeah, it's, if you think about people who die by suicide, even the celebrity figures that we've heard about in recent years, you know, even if you don't know that person well, you feel that impact. You feel like you knew them. So in a small school or in a, you know, organization where someone dies by suicide, that is a ripple effect. Anyone who had contact with that student, teachers, other students, other support staff, administrators, parents, they feel that loss. And it's something that that especially in groups of young people can also potentially make other students vulnerable if they're already having thoughts of suicide, if they already have mental health concerns.
So when we talk about school safety, which is such an issue politically right now, when you talk about the rise in school shootings around the country and the fear around that for students, it sounds to me like raising the profile, having these conversations about suicide could really help change that landscape.
Definitely. There's so much, again, that schools are tasked with right now, and keeping students safe is a big priority. So if teachers, if janitors and bus drivers and cafeteria workers and anyone who might come into contact with those youth are more prepared and they know what to watch for when it comes to students who might be having thoughts of suicide, the idea is that they can get those students to help quicker.
Yeah, all right. That's Heather Brown, a Mercy Cares Prevention Administrator. Heather, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks.
For more information on training for schools as well as community resources on suicide, head to our website, itsetheshow.kjzz.org.